Hey there, and welcome back to the Leadership Break. I'm Paula Chapoulis, leadership and mental health coach, and your companion in the messy, meaningful work of leadership. This season, we're talking about quiet leading through the middle, that long stretch of leadership when you're not brand new, not done, and still carrying so much that no one sees. In episode one, we set the stage. We kind of named the season of leadership for what it is. It's the middle. In episode two, we stepped right inside it. We explored what it feels like to lead from the middle, the invisible labor, the expectations, and the emotional weight. And today, I want to go one layer deeper. I want to ask, what's the cost of carrying it all? And how do you find the energy to keep going when you're in the thick of it? Here's the thing. Leadership doesn't just live in the job description. It really settles into your nervous system, your calendar, your sleep, your shoulders. Yes, my massage therapist can attest to that. Most leaders I coach don't even realize how heavy the invisible load has become until something gives. Maybe their patient snaps in a meeting. Maybe they come home and find they have nothing left to give to their family. Or maybe they just feel that slow leak of joy, the one that whispers, "Is this worth it?" I have felt them all, and the cost of carrying it is real. It shows up in burnout, in self-doubt, and sometimes in health scares. Yeah, I mean, that's happened to me too, and many leaders I know. And yet, most leaders keep moving because stopping just feels impossible. There's so much on your plate and so much to manage. But here's the paradox. The thing we think we can't do, the stopping or pausing to breathe, is often the very thing that sustains us. One of my favorite metaphors is this. Leaders are like the weather. We bring our own climate into the room. And when we are depleted, stormy, or scattered, everyone feels it. But when we take the time to rest or reset, or even just a very small pause, we shift the weather we carry. So sometimes that pause looks like closing the laptop for 10 minutes and taking a walk. Sometimes it's just naming out loud, "This meeting can wait. I need a break." Or even creating rhythms of rest that no one else sees. Maybe it's journaling, quiet mornings, or talking to a peer who really gets it. So how do you actually find energy in the middle? And I fully realize that we're talking about some really difficult things in leadership, and I want to just preface this by saying our next episode is more about some of the hidden joys of leadership. So stay tuned for that. But here we are, you know, really focusing on how do we find the energy in this middle space, and how do we keep going? So here are a few practices I've seen work for leaders I coach and for myself. The first one is a boundary check. Ask yourself, what am I holding that isn't mine to carry? Leaders in the middle often absorb everyone else's stress. So naming what belongs to you and what doesn't is a powerful practice. I've often said to myself, I care, and I care deeply, but this isn't mine to carry. A second one, micro rest. So stop waiting for that week-long vacation to recharge. Find 5 minutes or even 30 minutes one evening. Rest is cumulative. Don't wait for that once or twice a year break. And the third practice that I often find that works for leaders is a peer connection. You are not meant to carry leadership alone. Whether it's a trusted peer, a mentor, or a circle like a Peer 360, having a space where you don't have to perform is life-giving. The fourth, body awareness. Now, this may seem a little woo-woo to some people, but I have to tell you, there's so much wisdom that sits in our bodies, and we just often don't pay attention to it. So pay attention to where stress sits. Maybe it's your shoulders, your jaw, your stomach. Releasing that tension physically with stretching or movement or even stillness can unlock your mental energy too. So consider focusing in on what is going on with your actual physical self to notice, like, when things get really stressful, what happens to your body, and pick up on that. So know when it's time to stretch or move or reset or whatever it is that you need. So here's my gentle challenge for you this week. Notice the cost. Where is leadership draining you more than it should? And quite frankly, it doesn't have to be so draining. It doesn't have to be. It can be. And when it is, we need to choose a small practice to work through that. Because leadership is actually really rewarding. And we'll talk about that going forward. But for now, I just want you to recognize, what is the cost? And what can you do about it? Not because you're weak, not because you can't handle it, but because your leadership and the people you serve deserve a leader who isn't running on empty. And remember, you don't have to fix everything overnight. Small steps, small resets, small rest periods, all of those build resilience. So thank you for taking this break with me today. If this episode resonated, I'd love for you to share it with a leader you know who might be quietly carrying more than they let on. And if you want to keep reflecting, you can find more thoughts and gentle reminders in my newsletter, Ayana Notes. Until next time, keep leading with heart and keep giving yourself permission to rest.